I think our main thrust was to try and do, if we demonstrated, to do it imaginatively, to think about the visual impact, which was quite new for us. Very, very anti the sort of rigid, puritanical sort of approach that anti-apartheid movements worldwide, I'm sure, had. So it was a question of how you looked, whether you stood outside South Africa House, you stood in a particular way, you had banners with the lists of political prisoners, with their names, you had pictures. We thought of how to do things, not just what to do. And that became quite an important fact. During my time, we did on the 10th anniversary of the Sharpeville massacre in 1970, we did two big events. We did a reconstruction of the Sharpeville massacre in Trafalgar Square, which there are still pictures, I think, of a chap called Jan Hoogendijk, who has now died, but who was very involved in the anti-apartheid struggle, playing a policeman. And we did a poster with him on that. And we did the whole thing, and that could have trivialized what was a terrible massacre, really. But somehow we got professionals to do the sound of the guns and the voices of the Afrikaners telling people to shoot, and had it beamed all over South Africa, you know, the square. And it was very chilling, you know, it made a powerful impact. And that same evening, we did a huge event at the Lyceum, I don't know if you know it, in the Strand. It's a huge theatre in the Round, which I'd approached four playwrights in this country to write a short play about Sharpeville and about South Africa. And we got very well-known playwrights to do it. David Mercer, Edward Bond, and so on. And Lewis Nkosi was the one African, you know, was a writer, South African writer. And we got very well-known directors to direct each 20-minute play. And in the middle, in the intervening bits between that, there's a stage that's the revolve. We had the ANC gumboot dancers, and we had, you know, it was a very, very exciting event, which was very well reported. So what we tried to do was, because the situation, the absolute horror of apartheid and the effect it had on people at home, you couldn't get it across to people who didn't have a similar experience to draw on themselves. So you had to find ways of presenting it in a way that might hit home. And I think we tried to do that as imaginatively as we could at the time. And also we had the constraints of time and money. But I think that wasn't, we didn't do badly on that front.